This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. And Vince, on this wonderful Friday morning, I have some good news and some bad news to share with the class. So which one would you like?
Your call.
Well, I'll give them to you both, Vince. The good news is you're working on the campground, and Monday morning, Bert will be hosting both hours of USA Prepares. I have some interesting co-instructors, and we're going to talk about some things that, some useful things, Vince. We're not going to talk about how to cook pancakes and eggs because everyone knows how to do that. We're going to talk about things that people want to learn about and don't know enough about, and that's going to be on Monday. And Vince, you're going to be tending to kind of exciting the campground.
Yeah. You know, Bert, I'm all excited. I really am. You didn't underestimate that. I'm all excited. We've got campers showing up this weekend, and campground is ready. I'm really excited. So a couple little tweaks that we'd like to do. We have the life preservers for the pedal boat, and the picnic tables are out there, and the turtles are out there. We've got these green turtles that are walking around. The grass is green, the clover's up, the hop clover, the yellow clover, the white clover, the red clover, the leaves are green, the stream's running. It's like, it's all perfect. It's really, really gorgeous. And our campers are coming. First sets of campers, I guess you could say, will be here this weekend. I'm looking forward to greeting them and meeting them. So, yeah, it's great news. So where's the bad news?
Well, Vince, bad news is before I came on class this morning, in order to be prepared, I take a look at the financial markets and get kind of a lay of what's going on. And Vince, I saw some disturbing news. I'm not sure how many people in class this will affect, but Vince, this is the time of year when, well, first of all, I grew up on Long Island. This is the time of year when everybody starts booking their Hamptons vacations, and that's where the rich and the elite and the not-so-rich and elite, students and young people also go out to the Hamptons, or at least this is when they start booking their vacations, when they're going to be there. Are they going to rent a home for a month or for a few weeks and plan it? And Vince, the bad news is prices for Hampton, this is completely unexpected, the prices are crashing. People are scratching their head. They did a, must have been 10-minute, it seemed like they were talking about this on CNBC, because I'm sure those people all go out there in the summer. The biggest weekend starts later this month for Memorial Day. So, Vince, prices are crashing, and the interesting thing is they're not sure why. I mean, obviously, interest rates have gone up. That affects, mortgages and things like that, but that's not directly tied into your desire to want to go out and spend 2 weeks or a month or, for that matter, the whole summer in a Hamptons rental. So they're scratching their heads, and honestly, I don't have an answer, Vince, but it's terrible news for the people who are renting the homes and apartments. It's maybe it's good news if you wanted to go out there, you can get a bargain. So that was
how much would it cost? Do you have a feel for how much it would cost to go out and rent, you know, a typical house in the Hamptons? In Long
Island? I've heard prices as crazy as $1,000 a day and things like that. But it for a room for a house, they go by the week or the month, and it's all over the map. It's because there's mansions out there, and I can come back and, you know, get you a more detailed report. But when I went, it was a little different. I would just go with a bunch of young people, and, you know, we'd rent a room and share it, and we were hardly ever in the room because we were out. There are a lot of nice nightclubs where they have music on the beach, something you can't do on the West Coast. You could actually have a band playing on the beach and have make that part of a club that you would pay to go in, and then of course the nightlife was kind of fun, and you know, you get it out of your system usually when you're younger, but older people go there just to I guess hang out with the elite, and they go to different places, different restaurants, different clubs. And so the news on CNBC was prices are crashing, there's places that should have been booked that aren't booked. So, you know, they're probably going to have to lower the price. I guess that's a bargain if you wanted to go out. I'll come back and get you some prices, Vince, for next week. But, Vince, I did get your prices on camping on a farm, and you took a look at that, and I'm trying to look at how $350 or $450 per person, and it's not camping, it's just eating dinner from late afternoon through early evening on a farm in California, Colorado, will, in order for you to be with the cattle and meet the farmers and have a nice farm-cooked meal, then that's about $400, and you don't get to stay there overnight. How does that, just curious, how does that compare with USA, the natural farms campground? Is that, are you in the ballpark there, Vince? $400?
Yeah, we're in the ballpark.
I don't even want to say a night. It's $400 in an afternoon, all meals and drinks included.
Well, we're $26 per night or per day, 24-hour day. $26 for the weekend, that'd be Saturday, Sunday. And during the week, Monday through Friday, it's 10% off that. And you can buy the eggs, and you can buy our Natural Farms eggs, and you can buy our Natural Farms beef. And I don't have the prices in front of me, but very inexpensively for top quality steaks, eggs, beef jerky, beef sticks, ground beef. And you get to take some souvenirs home with you. It's different. It's not just sitting at a table. And I saw the advertisement that you sent me for this this dinner on the ranch for $375. And it's just dinner. So it's not really educational. It's just dinner. And you can look at the cows. And you can do that all here. I mean, we have the cows here. And we have the other wild animals. You can see the turtles, and you can hear the birds, and you can see the birds, and you can hear all the wild sounds. And it's 24 hours, not, you know, just dinner time. So, and it's $26 and not $375. Now, that's per group. So we just charge $26 for the group. So if there's, you know, up to six people, that's a group for $26 total.
Now,
not each. Total.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to equalize things. If we throw in food, you know, that's probably about $5 or $10 a person for when you spread out the 26. If you add food, you have to cook it yourself. But would I be fair to say maybe if we add in food, you might be up to $25 total per person in a group?
Possibly. It's a stretch to get it that high, but yeah, that's possible.
Yeah. So we're looking at 25. At your farm, and somewhere around 450, I think that the lowest one was like 375. Mm-hmm. So I guess you guys are in the same ballpark. It's close.
Yeah, I guess so. It's frankly, Bert, I can't believe it. And the other guys are sold out. Absolutely.
They're
sold out
for summer. Yeah. to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like we have different worlds with, you know, people that, I don't know if they just make a lot of money or they just want to spend the money that they have or maybe that they don't have. It just seems like, Vince, I mean, the advertising looks good. I can't see spending $400 for a dinner on a farm, even if the wine was included. It just, I just wouldn't feel good with my wallet being that lighter walking out of there. And that's per person. So, you know, you're probably going to go with your wife or your significant other and, you know, maybe in a group. So, you know, we're talking about almost $1,000 a couple.
That's, well, if you go with, you know, six, okay, because we can accommodate six for the $26 total, okay? So for $26 without food, that would be comparable to $2,250 for six people going for dinner at $375 each at this ranch.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
So they've got cows at the ranch, and so do we.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have more cows or fewer cows. I don't know, but we have a lot of cows here. And I don't know how many acres they have. We have 241. I don't know how many they have. But I doubt that they're going to let you go anywhere you want to go. I think it's going to be, the table's going to be set. You all park your cars near the tables, and you have a seat, and they'll have some porta-potties out there. I think that's what, I mean, that's my guess. I don't know for a fact, but that's my guess. But, you know, if you want to get on the pedal boat, I don't think they have one. I think if you want to go on a nature hike through the trails like we have, I don't think they have one. I think if you want to go on the scavenger hunt or play horseshoes or do the tire run or you cook your own meals at your own campsite, I don't think they have that either. So, you know, it blew my mind. You know, I'm really glad you sent that to me so I could see how the other half lives. Well, it's not the other half. Maybe it's the other 1/1,000th of 1% like that.
Yeah.
But it's nuts. I mean, who would do that? Who would do that? And by the way.
It actually, it does look like a nice time. And if it was, you know, maybe $75, even $100, I'd consider it. But one of those ranches was like $475 per person.
Now you don't get to stay at the ranch.
No, you gotta go home. So you can't drink too much or else take Uber to, you gotta leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just interesting. So put it in perspective. Vince, at some point, I think you're undercharging. You might want to think about that. But, hey, you know, it's just getting going, so you'll get a feel for that. Vince, can we move to something more, well, I don't want to say more serious because that's all serious, but can we get into some technical things going on with one of our favorite subjects here?
Sure.
Yeah, so EVs. So, Vince, I reviewed a new promotional video, I guess we could call it promotional, from Toyota, and they're going all in on hydrogen cars, which is kind of interesting, and you and I might have some different feelings on this, but what struck me with hydrogen, besides the fact that it's very little pollution when you burn it, was that the battery doesn't have to be very big, and that's kind of what I think you and I both have said is crazy in these EVs, is we're putting in thousands of pounds of batteries. We don't know how to recycle them. We have to use slave labor to build them. They're expensive. They're heavy. And in a hydrogen car, the battery is very small. So I was intrigued. It's Toyota's direction for the future.
Yeah, and they've strayed. They've strayed the way from Ford and General Motors.
That's
and
correct.
Tesla. Yep, I have.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And I mentioned to the class that during hour number two, they'll get a chance to see what our company was like, the three of us. The class has known me, they've known you, but they don't get a chance to see Andy as much as they do you and me. So someday, and that'll be Monday class, you'll be able to go tune to USA Prepares and listen to Bert and Andy and Bert and Lou. And someday, Bert, we should do a broadcast with you and Andy and me, the three of us.
Yeah, and Vince, I thought those were going to be two good topics for class on Monday because they're both subjects that people don't know a lot about, and they're both subjects that I think are important to the country and to preparedness and to, you know, just learning about something that can better your life. So the first hour we'll be talking about ham radio with Lou Cassidy, as you mentioned, and what is ham radio? And, you know, I describe it as sort of like CB radio, but better. And then second hour, we'll be talking about inventiveness in the U.S. patent process. And Vince, you know, we've fallen behind China in number of patents. So we're going to talk about that and talk about if you have an invention, what you can do to further it. So it should be interesting on Monday. And I hope everybody can tune into class and listen to a couple of very informative classes that we're going to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and class, if you decide you want to learn more about our camping, you can go just do a search on Natural Farms, two words, Natural Farms with an S, F-A-R-M-S, space camping. They'll take you to Hip Camp, and you can make your reservations right there. Natural Farms camping on a, as a search engine. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, I got a interesting article sent to me by a climate scientist, a friend of mine, Steve Gorham, and he sent me this article, and I think it's okay for me to quote some of the information in it, but the title is, and I don't know if this is a surprise or common sense, electricity prices soaring in the leading wind energy states. So we all heard about wind energy being, you know, the cleanest, the safest, a lot of articles in Scientific America and Bloomberg talked about wind energy, cheapest source of electricity. That's Scientific America. Bloomberg said wind and solar are the cheapest power sources in most places. But what Steve Gorham shows in this article published in WND is that actually it's quite the opposite. And when he looks at the data, he actually finds that electricity prices in states with the most wind are increasing the highest. And he looks at an increase in electricity from 27% from 2008 to 2022. And in the top wind states, well, that's the average. In the wind states, it rose between 33 and 73% over the same 14-year periods. And then the states where it rose the most, well, probably no surprise here, Iowa 36%, Kansas 54%, Illinois 33%, Colorado 37%, California leading 73%, Minnesota 53%, Washington State 35%. So Vince basically debunks the notion that putting in lots of windmills is going to lead to lower prices for electricity. Now, it may lead to cleaner electricity because, you know, wind, technically, I guess there's no pollution. There are, unfortunately, a lot of dead birds, and we don't know. This is kind of remarkable for class. We don't know how to dispose and recycle properly the windmill blades when they wear out. They do wear out, and because of the type of fiberglass, they're actually burying these windmill blades in landfills. Vince, I think you've seen that video and the pictures of that. So very interesting article, debunks the fact that wind leads to lower price electricity. It's actually the opposite.
Yeah, I've got a wind turbine here. I haven't put it up. I've had it for many, many years. I traded for it, and it doesn't even make sense for me to put it up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Title 42 has officially expired.
The COVID era policy was lifted just before midnight last night. It had allowed for migrants who had recently been in the country where a communicable disease was present to be quickly turned back at the U.S. southern border. While U.S. border communities will be getting the initial surge, officials in cities thousands of miles away say that they're also expecting to be overwhelmed as migrants are flown or bused to their cities. The government will now return to a decades-old section of the U.S. code that carries more severe consequences for migrants found to be entering the country without a legal basis, known as Title 8. I'm Skip Kelly.
Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, last night called out the president for what's happening at the United States-Mexico border. Cruz on the shoreline in Brownsville, Texas.
Come down here, President Biden. Stop hiding in the basement. Stop pretending this misery is not your fault. Stop it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
No, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my...
When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. Bert, what's next?
Vince, getting back to EVs, one of the concerns about a lot of people considering EV is what if I have to replace my battery? So have some interesting data on that for class. So looking at the two most popular, well, popular is probably the wrong word, two most replaced battery vehicles, the two vehicles with the batteries most often needing replacement. It's the Tesla Model S and the Nissan Leaf, and one pretty much at the high end of cost of an EV, sometimes $100,000. Nissan Leaf, not so expensive, maybe $30,000. You know, I'm ballparking those. For whatever reason, those two models are the models most often needing a battery replacement. And I've said often to class that I think it makes sense if you do want to get an electric vehicle to lease it, because you can move on to the newest technology, which is changing rapidly. You don't have to worry about the battery issues. You don't have to worry about the depreciation in the value of the car. Just lease it. And basically, the manufacturers absorb the cost, because most oftenly, and I've leased EVs, pretty much when your lease is up, your buyout price is way over what the car is selling for in the open market. So, Vince, those two models are most often needing a battery, and most battery warranties only last for about 8 years. And these two models typically need a battery around 8 to 10 years, even though other EVs, for whatever reason, and I don't have the data on why, but other cars, maybe the battery lasts 15 years, we think. We don't have a lot of data. So these two models. So, Vince, just going to throw it out there for you to guess. If you had a 2014 Tesla Model S and you found out from taking it in that you need to get a new battery, take a guess as what you think it's going to cost you to put a new battery, I don't want to say under the hood, under the chassis, or really where it goes.
Yeah, take the car apart and put the battery under the under the floor pan. Does this include the recycling costs? The cost to get the forklift to carry it over to the dump and then bury it? Does it include all these costs?
Cover labor. And covers the cost for the battery, and it covers miscellaneous parts. There's a few connectors and brackets and things like that. So take a guess. Is if you brought your 2014 Tesla Model S in for a new battery, what do you think it's going to run?
$20,000 to $30,000.
It's actually, Vince, the number I'm getting here is $14,000.
Wow, what a bargain.
Yeah.
What a bargain. You can get a Cummins turbo diesel engine installed for less than that, and they'll go 400,000, 500,000 miles easily.
Yeah. Okay, so take a guess now that you have that data point. Nissan Leaf, much more inexpensive vehicle. Take a guess that if you have a, let's say, 2013 Nissan Leaf needs a new battery, well, what do you think that's gonna run you?
I'd
24 kilowatt battery, so it's a little smaller battery.
Oh, 24 versus 100?
Correct.
Okay. Let's say 10,000.
5,500.
Wow, what a bargain. Let's get a couple of them.
Here's the interesting thing, though, Vince, that people may not know. You can buy a used Nissan Leaf that's, 8 years old for less than $5,500, and the battery probably works. So when you put it in that perspective, you can buy the whole car with an already working battery for under $5,000 on the used car market. Then doesn't make sense to pay $5,500 to have a whole new battery put in your old Leaf. I'm guessing, and I have no data one way or the other, Vince, but I'm guessing when the battery goes, they probably just scrap the car. Because why would you, if the used price of the car is $5,000 and you need a new battery that's going to cost $5,500, and when you put it in, the car's still only worth $5,000 or less. So, I mean, you can advertise a new battery, but I don't think that's going to help that much.
No, Bert, literally, you could buy a used Mercedes for $5,000 and get, you find maybe a station wagon, they're hard to find, and that'll go another couple hundred thousand miles, without these enormous single component replacements. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, But the automakers are saying that these vehicles have a life expectancy of 15 to 20 years with the original battery.
That's
so they
correct.
Say they last 15 to 20 years.
That's correct.
But they
so
last
that's the perspective to keep in the back of your mind. They're saying that you don't have to, you can keep the car for 15 years, including, your, you know, battery will degrade a little. So what I'm uncovering here for class is the fact that at least on these two model vehicles, that they do not last on average that long, and you do need to replace the battery. Now, of course, it depends how often are you cycling that battery. The more you cycle it, the more it's going to degrade. And also, if you charge it 100%, it's interestingly on most EV batteries, charging to 100% lowers the life. So a lot of times they recommend just charging to 80%. So how you drive it, how you charge it, all affects it. But on average, these two models they're not lasting what the prediction was.
Right, right. And so if you have to replace the battery pack or battery assembly at 5 to 7 years, it makes absolutely no sense. No sense to have one. Because if you look at the range is real short. I don't care what they say it is. If you turn on the air conditioning, it's less than the expected range to be able to drive it. If it's winter, you get less current out of the battery bank. And if you want to turn the heat on, you get, I mean, the more devices you turn on, the shorter the distance this thing will go. And I don't think people figured that out yet. You know, electric seats, you know, warmed up seats, you sacrifice range with that. Air conditioning, sacrifice range with that. The faster you go, the more miles per hour you go, the fewer miles you can go on a charge. And I think the sweet spot, if my research was right, the sweet spot in terms of miles per hour with an electric vehicle is about 25 miles per hour. You go 25 miles an hour in California on the freeway, you can get yourself killed. For two reasons. One, people are going to run into the back of you, and other people are going to beat you up with a baseball bat for clogging up the highway.
Well, it's probably a little higher than that, Vince, but the reason it's so low is that the efficiency of the EV is fairly high, so when you do get wind resistance, it becomes a more significant factor at lowering your mileage than it would in, say, in a gas car. So that's why they make EVs streamlined, why they put narrow tires, which give you better gas mileage. So they're doing all those things to try and make the rolling resistance less, the wind resistance less, and that's why they're typically more streamlined. But, Vince, that's why I always give advice, at least the EV, then it's the manufacturer's issue when the batteries go. And I'm suspecting in the Leafs, they're probably not, whether it's the owner of the vehicle or the dealer who took in the car from a trade-in or from the lease being up, I'm guessing when the batteries go, at least on the Nissan Leaf, they're just probably recycling the whole car, except the battery. They don't know how to recycle the battery, Vince, so they're probably, you know, the car gets melted down into its metal and its different parts. The batteries, they're still working on the safest, most economical ways to recycle the batteries. When I say economical, you don't recover any cost. It's costing you or whoever the company is that's charged with doing it, it's costing them to figure out how to recycle the battery, and they're still working on the best methods to do that, but it's costly.
Bert, when automobiles were first on the scene, the government didn't say, y'all ought to buy these gasoline-powered automobiles, and we're going to give you a rebate, we're going to give you a tax incentive, we're going to give you currency to buy them, and then we're going to subsidize. And not only that, we're going to put in gas stations for you, because we want you to use these things. So we'll put in gas stations with tanks, and we'll it'll be wonderful.
Vince, you hit on something
with electric
so
vehicles,
important. You hit on something. Yep.
Okay. So what we're doing with electric vehicles is Joe and company are saying that they're going to support the sale of electric vehicles with subsidies to everybody. Subsidies for the people who put in the charging station. Subsidies for people who build the electric vehicles. These things would not have made a dent in the automobile sales had they not been forced upon the public by the government, and had they not been subsidized, nobody'd buy them. Nobody. They'd be too expensive. And then when your neighbors find out that you've got an electric vehicle, and that they had to, and your neighbors had to pay for the grid size to be doubled, doubling of the electric power production plants, doubling of the wire and the transmission for the delivery of the current to charge your electric vehicles, they're going to be pretty furious.
You know, Vincent,
that they had to pay to subsidize your car. What?
Yeah. When Henry Ford came out with the Model T and automobile sales took off, there was no government intervention. That was complete free market. The free market said, hey, here's an affordable automobile. Gas stations started springing up. The infrastructure, roads started getting built. That was all driven by a free market economy where people were able to buy affordable cars. And Henry Ford was a pretty smart guy. Not only did he perfect the assembly line and how to mass produce the car, he needed lots of workers, and he basically doubled wages for working in an auto factory so people would take home a lot of money. And he did that to create a good workforce. And he also, whether it was intentional or not, created a market for his vehicles because the workers who were earning more money were able to go out and buy the car that they were building. They could go out and buy a Ford Model T. So since that was all done in the free market, free enterprise, there was no government, really had no role to play in the explosion of the automotive industry in the United States 100 years ago.
So, Bert, here's the gas station model. This is an early gas station model. So what happened was these small service stations would pop up, mom and pop operations. And they'd have two pumps, one for after they got running for a while, two pumps, one for premium, one for regular gasoline. And there were two service bays and kind of an office waiting room. And they were all the same, whether they were an Esso, which is now Exxon, Exxon Mobil, or whether they were a Shell or whatever the station was. They had two bays, you know, one with a lift, one without a lift. The vehicles could be serviced in one of the two or both bays, and the sale of the gas would pay for the overhead of the gas station. And the mechanic work would pay the salary of the mechanic.
The power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Fred, I have a question for you. And this relates to the computerization of cars. And obviously, electric vehicles are computerized. So I have never, ever, never in my life have I had to reboot one of my non-computerized vehicles. Meaning, I've never had to disconnect the battery, wait for the computer to become quiescent, and then reattach the battery and have the computer boot itself back up. You know, kind of like if your car was controlled by Windows, Microsoft Windows. You might have to reboot the car every once in a while. And just have it stop wherever it was and just you get the blue screen and reboot your car. Never had to do that with a non-computerized car. Electric vehicles, have you ever had a problem such that the only way to fix it was to disconnect the battery bank from the computerized circuitry and have it reset itself in order to get it to work? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, it did happen on my Ford Fusion plug-in hybrid. So it's, I do like the car, Vince, because plug-in hybrid's sort of the best of both worlds, but it had a problem. And it didn't affect the drivability, but it affected some of the charging menu and the charging schedule and how it would charge. So it was not as serious as the car not running, but it was serious. And Vince, it took him about a year ultimately to figure out how to put a new electronic module in. And Vince, that's exactly what we had to do. In fact, the dealer told me next time it happens, instead of bringing the car back, just pull the battery off, reconnect it, and, you know, hopefully it'll work for another week or two before you have to do it again. Eventually, they did come up with a new module, and that seems to fix it. It's been stable after they did that. But, Vince, I'm suspecting that's a problem in a lot of other models. where everything, it's hard to find anything that doesn't have some sort of electronic control unit in it. Anything new that's manufactured, I mean, your telephone obviously is all electronics, your stove, your washing machine. Hard to find something that isn't just straight mechanical anymore. It's pretty much everything we live with, all the appliances, all the vehicles, transportation, everything has some sort of a computer in it. And if it's got a computer, it's got the problem where it may have to be rebooted. And the more complex as things evolve, the more chances there are that there's going to be a problem where rebooting is the solution. And let's hope that's the solution, because that's an easy solution compared to what if you got a software glitch and they got to write new software to correct the problem. Well, that might take some time. So it's just, Vince, I don't know what else I can tell you except that it's the world we live in, and we're going to see more of it, not less. I don't see how that's going to ever change back to where you just have straight mechanical.
You know, Bert, I've got a refrigerator and a freezer in the kitchen. You saw it when you were here. And it's each one of them is 17 cubic feet. They're side-by-side, refrigerator right next to the freezer. They are both purely mechanical. There's no LEDs. There's no computer whatsoever. It just has a mechanical thermostat and a mechanical compressor and a mechanical door, and there's no TV on the, you know, on the front of the refrigerator or freezer. There's no connection to a cell phone, no Wi-Fi, none of that.
No motherboard?
And no. And it works just fine. And except for the power, I had to put a voltage-reducing transformer on it because the current now is close to 130 volts here at the farm, and it's beating up our appliances. And we have a washing machine. It's an old-fashioned, antique Whirlpool agitator washing machine. Mechanical timer, no LEDs, no computer, and it just works and works and works perfectly. So what I found is the older mechanical devices last way longer than the newer ones. Same type appliance, put in the computer, put in the motherboard, put in the solenoids, the servos, and the sensors, and they just don't seem to last as long. The other thing is we have some freezers here, and one of them is built in, I think, 1984, all original.
Wow.
Well, every part of it, it works just fine. Of course, I had to put in the voltage-reducing transformers to preserve their life, but they work fine. So what I'm saying is I think this movement to this evolution to, you know, computer control, while on the surface it sounds great, in the long run, in terms of longevity, I don't see it. I think it's, you know, it's like we're gonna be killed by capacitors. And what I mean by that is the capacitors, you know, they last 10 years maybe, and when they quit, the appliance quits, the computer quits, the device quits.
That's the weak link.
The capacitors are going to kill us. And that must be the reason why some of these electric cars don't seem to have the life expectancy, because they've got capacitors. As well as the batteries.
I'll see class on Monday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, just real quick, solar wind picking up last few hours.
Yeah, I can feel it. I literally can feel it right here at the farm. No kidding. Bert, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Like, it did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.